Hello.
Hello, good evening. My name is Susan. I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Phoenix, sir. I'm not selling anything and I'm not asking for a donation. May I please speak with Leroy?
That's
for Leroy, do you have a time to do a survey to help us out?
Is it quick?
Yes, if I may. Okay. Are you okay? My screen is Leroy Dean.
Taken.
Okay. First of all, do you currently live in Phoenix, Arizona, Leroy?
Levine.
Okay. And generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off on the wrong track? Right direction or wrong track?
I think nationally, things are going in the wrong direction.
Now, I would like to ask you some questions about the Levine area of Phoenix. This area lies south of Salt River, north of South Mountain Park, west of 27th Avenue, and east of Gila River Indian Community. Going forward, I'm going to refer to this area as Levine. Is that definition clear, or do you need me to read where the Levine area is again?
It's right.
Thank you. Now, may I have your response to the sex of the respondent, male, female? It's just questions from the survey, sir.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And in what year were you born?
1964.
Thank you so much. Are you or is anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
Okay. Thank you. And do you consider yourself to be white, African-American, or black, Hispanic, or Latino, Asian, Pacific?
African-American.
Thank you. Overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Levine? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Okay. Give me 1 second. Okay. Next, I'm going to read to you a list of things that people say would improve the quality of life in Levine. Please rate each item on the scale of 1 to 5, where 1 means that it would do very little to improve the quality of life, and 5 means it would do a lot to improve the quality of life. You can choose any number from 1 to 5. The higher the number, the more it would improve the quality of life in Levine. Leroy, more good paying jobs from 1 to 5? I'm sorry, I didn't get that.
Oh, 5.
Thank you. More parks and recreational opportunities?
3.
Thank you. More dining and entertainment options?
5.
More affordable housing options to rent or buy?
5.
Better public transportation options?
5.
Better street and road maintenance?
4.
More shops and retail stores or commercial space for businesses?
5.
Thank you. In terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed, or looking for work, retired, a student, or a homemaker?
Retired.
Thank you. We're almost done, Leroy. Bear with me. In thinking about businesses in your area, would you say that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Levine?
Thank you.
Okay. And would you say that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trades, warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Levine?
Too few.
Thank you, sir. Speaking about commercial development, I'm going to read to you a list of different kinds of stores and businesses. For each, please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of the kind of businesses in Levine, okay? Now, Leroy, would you like to see more grocery stores and supermarkets? Yes, strongly, yes, somewhat, or no?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Dollar stores and discount chains?
Somewhat.
Restaurants, bars, and entertainment venues.
The high one, what was the three?
Yes. Yes, strongly. Yes, somewhat.
Strongly.
Okay. Home goods stores and other retail stores like Target.
Somewhat.
Okay. Doctor's offices and hospitals.
Somewhat.
Thank you. We're almost done. Now, Leroy, in your own words, what type of stores and businesses would you like to see more of in Levine? I will type it down for you.
I'd like to see like Costco or something around here. Dinner type dining. We don't have any dining around.
Mm-hmm.
Minimal.
Well, we got half minimal. We need more.
I'm sorry. Well, what was the last one after dining?
Shopping, nonetheless.
Dinner type dining.
Not for.
Okay.
Well, any, actually, any dining. All dining. All dining.
Okay. All types of restaurants.
Yes.
Anything else that you would like me to add on here?
Just more job opportunities for the community.
Mm-hmm.
Although I'm retired.
But there's more teaching to be in Gypsy that cooked up a scheme and it involved taking over Dollar Giselle's social security fund. He stole because of an important exit. That's Gypsy's. Who emerged was the financially challenged.
Switching gears a bit, how much of a problem is the availability of housing in Levine? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent. And the housing availability, a very big problem, a fairly big problem, a moderate problem, or a slight problem, or not a problem at all?
Well, it's not a problem at all right now. I mean, they're building everywhere.
Okay. And how much of a problem is housing affordability in Levine? That is to say, how much is it cost to buy or rent a home? Is housing affordability a very big problem, a fairly big problem? A moderate
big problem?
Okay. Thank you. Still thinking about residential development, I'm going to read to you a list of different kinds of housing for each. Please tell me yes or no. If you'd like to see more of the kind of housing in Levine, we're almost done, Leroy. Give me, just bear with me. Single family detached homes. Would you consider that yes strongly, yes somewhat, or no?
Strongly.
Okay. Townhouses or attached homes.
Pick up steam, in fact. To do that, to get a deep breathe.
Townhouses are bad. I see a lot of the three levels going up. I don't know if they're condos.
Like triplets. Those are triplexes.
Yeah, I don't like those.
Okay. So on the townhouses or attached homes, will you consider that, like, yes, strongly, somewhat, or no?
No.
Okay. Multifamily housing, like apartments or condominiums?
Definitely not.
Okay. Housing options for seniors.
Yes.
Would that be strongly or somewhat?
Strong. Thank you.
Okay. How long have you lived in Phoenix, Leroy? Less than 5 years, 5 to 10 years, 11 to 20 years? I'm sorry, what was that?
50 years.
Okay. Okay. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family? You rent?
I own.
Oh, you own. I'm sorry. Okay. Now I'm going to read to you some proposals to address housing costs and options in Levine. Please tell me whether you favor or oppose each one. We're almost done, I promise. It would be strongly favor, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose on the answers from you, okay? Now, here's the statement. Change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings.
Strongly oppose.
you change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily housing like townhomes, duplexes, and triplexes. Change zoning laws to allow or mix up single family homes, townhouses, and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood. Okay. Repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing.
Moderate.
That'd be strongly favor, somewhat favor, somewhat opposed.
Somewhat.
Somewhat opposed. Okay.
Somewhat favor.
Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you. Repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing.
Somewhat favor.
Okay. And change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings.
Strongly opposed.
Thank you. And finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? High school graduate, non-college?
College graduate.
High school graduate, thank you.
College.
College. I'm sorry. Let's see here. Would that be like a four-year college graduate?
Yes.
Okay. What is your annual household income? Just stop me when I get to the right number. Less than 25,000, 25,000 to 50, 50,000 to 75,000, 75,000 to 100,000, 100,000 to 125,000, or more than 125,000.
More than 125,000.
Okay. Thank you. Let me put that down. Okay. All right. And finally, strictly for verification purposes, by my supervisor, can I have your first name?
Leroy.
Thank you, Leroy. And it's been a pleasure. Thank you for being so patient with me, and I appreciate it. This includes our survey. Thank you so much. You have a great evening, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.